got 2 good days of practice in. Did a lot of things we did in OTAs. We did the same things. We started up with the special team, starting just watching drill work. Some of the drill work we've been doing this whole time, and then showing it actually coming to life on the practice, on the game field. And when we did it right, it was well executed. And when we didn't, we saw the results. And so now they can start watching themselves in the cut-ups of things we're teaching. And then, you know, coaching-wise, I think we're still looking at each other, at ourselves, and the process is still going on. We're going to do that the rest of today, and finding out some things that we need to clean up, which is always the case in bye weeks, regardless of the record.
Landry and Lowry didn't go the last couple of days. Any concern there?
Lowry probably going to be out a few weeks, I'd say. Two to three for sure, that I can tell you. It's an ankle. And
that high ankle?
No, it's more specific, right to the bone of the ankle. Okay, it's not the type of a sprain or anything like that. And then Landry was, I think, will be okay with him by next week.
Use Brzezinski in Dwight's place right now.
Yes, as we speak here. Yes.
Can 4 straight days off be a blessing and a curse?
No, it depends on how they handle it. I think these guys will. We've talked about staying in a good physical condition. They've worked this hard to get to this point, so they're very conscious of that. We also said probably need to catch your breath and get away, and just kind of see where you are right now. I think this is a good time for the bye for a lot of reasons, but I think we're halfway through the year. If you're talking training camp and 5 games, this is the halfway point. So we could get healthier. I think guys will feel better when they come back in here, both mentally and physically. So it's a good time for it. And they got to be smart off the field.
Lowry got hurt in the golf game.
Yes.
Austin Lane today, not out there.
Just giving them some time off. Gave a number of guys some time off here. We just want to give, hopefully next week be as healthy as we've been in a long time.
Do you anticipate Darryl participating on Monday or Wednesday next week?
I'll let you know after Monday. I mean, I think he did. He's feeling better. We just thought it'd be better to give him this week, one more week, just to be safe.
Mike, is there going to be a concerted effort to get Cecil Shorts more involved going forward?
Yeah, we worked Cecil over at the X position these last couple days, and just trying to get. He's been over at the Z since really the beginning of the OTA, so we're just trying to get him comfortable with that other spot. It is different, and he's got a lot of work over there.
But you do think he's got a guy who's got to get the ball maybe more to maybe beat, give the offense a spark?
Yeah, I think he's taken advantage of the situations that we've put him in. Yeah. He's made some big plays, so we're going to give him a chance to continue to do that.
Mike, you've been around a couple times. Coaching staff's going to look at everything scheme-wise. In your experience, how much do you really tinker with things when you come back?
There's a few things we're definitely looking at, just – based on what we know, we know ourselves a little better now after 5 games, and there'll be some things we'll do, but nothing drastic by any means, but there'll be some different things. We worked on them these last 2 days.
What about Robinson?
He's still in the concussion program.
I mean, are you talking long-term, 2-3 more weeks?
No, I don't know that.